Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing. We're so excited to share with you the news. Our fifth book in the number one international best-selling series, Ready, Aim, Influence, just won the prestigious ELIT Book Award for Literary Excellence. To celebrate over the next few weeks, we are bringing you an encore of some of the top experts in the book. Enjoy the show. Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcast. And I am so thrilled because I have a person that is so dear to me and so wise in the area of success, James Malinchak, with me here today. James is a world-renowned motivational speaker with over 2,200 presentations to his name. Originally hailing from a small Pennsylvania steel mill town, James has made himself into one of the most sought-after speakers in the world. Since 2001, he's also been helping people who want to learn how to start their own motivational speaking business become successful. James owns six businesses, including Big Money Speaker, and was elected to GKIC Marketer of the Year. James trains authors, trainers, coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs on the importance of building their business and careers the right way. His philosophy on mastering your mindset, money, marketing, making connections, and making a difference empowers people to achieve extraordinary results from all over the world. James is also a multiple best-selling author and was featured on an ABC TV show, Secret Millionaire. James, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Vicki, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be here because I learned so much every time I spend time with you. It's just an honor. And I wanted to start, if you could tell us a little bit about how you came to this place of influence that you enjoy today.
Well, it all started with I'd grown up in a very small steel mill town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We didn't have much growing up. Dad worked in the steel mill for over 30 years, and Mom was a housewife and a lunch mother at the school serving lunches. And I sort of had it instilled in me at a young age that I wanted to do some great things in my life. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of folks who grow up in my small steel mill town type area, you know, they don't go on and pursue certain goals and dreams. So I thought that my way of doing that would be I have to get out of the small town. And so I did. I took a basketball scholarship, and I finally, after college and everything, wound up in Los Angeles, where I wanted to live, and started my career as a stockbroker, and I managed the investments for various celebrities, pro athletes, high-end business folks. And one day I got an invitation to go speak, and I was like, well, what do you want me to speak about? And they said, well, just talk about how you grew your business and how you stay motivated. And I did it, and I loved it, and one led to two led to three, and the next thing you know, I am speaking all over the place to where I had to make a decision, and I decided to leave my brokerage position and be a speaker full-time and a consultant and coach. And then that happened for a good number of years. And all of a sudden, not too long ago, I get a phone call from ABC Television and said, we're doing this show called Secret Millionaire, and we heard about you. You were referred to us, and we want to put you on this show as one of the seven millionaires that go around and live undercover in ghetto-type places and meet amazing people and then reward them at the end of the week by writing checks. I wrote over checks over $100,000. So I think the whole influence piece started for me at a very young age. I just wanted to influence and impact people on a bigger and broader scale, and I've always had that in me, and I've always wanted to do that. So I'm always looking for ways to do that. We're doing it right here with this wonderful little interview.
Yeah, and James, your success is just off the charts. Can you give us like a few things that you think are really critical for people to be successful and thriving in today's marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I say it's I say success really comes down to three things. And I know that's kind of kind of a going out on the limb type of thing to say, but I really believe it comes down to three things. One, it's your mindset. You got to master your mindset. And I'm not talking about, positive wishful thinking, pie in the sky type thinking. I'm all about being positive, but I'm talking about how do you train yourself to think differently on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. Thinking and acting differently is what I like to say. But, a lot of folks talk about mindset, so mindset's not enough. Then I think the second thing it leads into is it has to go into skill set. You've got to get right skills. If you want to influence folks, if you want to make a difference, if you want to grow a business, if you want to grow your income, then you need certain skills in order to do that. All the mindset and positive direction with your mind in the world won't work unless you apply the right skill set with it. But skill set's not enough alone. And so I really coined a phrase, it's three things. It's mindset, it's skill set, and then it's get off your assets and do something. a lot of people talk a good game, but they don't actually, use the mindset and use the skill set to actually produce results. I love what famous business philosopher who passed away a few years ago, Jim Rohn, said. He said, you cannot hire other people to do your push-ups for you. And basically that means you've got to take your skill set. You get the right mindset first, and you take those skills that you learn, and you got to get off your butt and take action and do the stuff. And I believe when you do those three things, you can have massive influence.
And you certainly have accomplished that, having massive influence. And one of the favorite things that you've shared with me and share at some of your amazing training courses is the ability to influence and to achieve the visibility as an expert in whatever field you're in by the company you keep. And can you tell us a little bit more about collaborations and how that's worked for you and how that can work for us?
Oh, yeah. I think one of the greatest skills in the world that's not taught in schools, and if I ran a school, kids would not graduate without learning how to do this. And I believe it should be taught in every single school in the entire country, in the entire world, and that is the ability to create and maintain important influential connections, not contacts. There's a difference between a connection and a contact. A lot of people have contacts, but they don't have a real connection with certain folks. And therefore, certain folks won't actually help you to achieve things that you want to achieve in your life, and vice versa, you helping them. So we should all be about connecting and building personal relationships, business relationships, and connecting with folks who want to stay connected with you for an extremely long time, a lifetime, if you will. If I ran a school, I would never, ever, ever let any student graduate. Probably I couldn't do it. I'd probably be fired, but I would never let any student graduate any school if they did not take and pass successfully with a high grade a course on how you create and maintain personal relationships. Because that's really the hidden secret to success. I got my first internship when I was in college because of somebody I met in college. I got my first job out of college because of somebody I met when I was in college. When I was in my first job, I built a clientele of successful celebrities and professional athletes because of connections I built growing up in life and through business. So the whole connection piece, Vicki, is one of the most important influential things that, first of all, I think people gotta swallow and understand that you've got to make connections and good positive connections a part of your everyday life, everyday business. Because it really is, it's not only who you know, but it's who knows you. And will they connect you with somebody to open a door for you? So I figured this out way, way long time ago, back in high school, that, boy, it doesn't matter what my grades are. It doesn't actually matter, how much my intellect is, how high my intellect is. It all comes down to somebody knows somebody who can influence folks to want to work with you. So I figured this out a long time ago when I was in high school, and I've made it a core principle of everything I do in my entire life. So let me give you the key. There's two things about how you influence through connections. There's two mistakes everybody makes. I see people teach this, and they call it networking. I don't call it networking. I call it making connections. You know, it's one thing to network. It's another thing to actually make connections that are going to be a win-win for a lifetime. And so there are two mistakes I see everybody that teaches this quote-unquote networking, they make, and they're misinforming, in my opinion. Number one is this. The first misconception of what it is to make connections is simply showing up to some social function after hours. You know, after work hours, or showing up to a seminar or a conference. You know, I go to, like you, Vicki, I go to events all the time, and I ask people just casually, hey, what's one of the main reasons you're here? And I'll hear things like this. Well, I'm here networking. And I see them hanging out at the food table all the time, and I'm like, well, what are you networking with? The roast beef? Because I don't see you making connections with people. Or they do the second thing that is so incorrectly taught, which is they become a taker, meaning they walk up to people and they slam them with a business card, and they tell them about themselves. And here's what we've got to understand about making connections. Nobody cares about you. Everybody, it's a basic human need that when we come into this world as human beings, there are certain primary needs that get instilled with us: love, shelter, security. Okay, as we grow through life and mature, there are certain secondary needs that develop. One of those secondary needs is the need to talk about yourself. I have it, you have it, it's just a human, it's instilled in all of us. We all have it. So when you understand that is a basic human need, then my point is, when you meet someone new, remember this, when you meet someone new, they don't want to talk about you. They want to talk about themselves because we can't help it. It's a basic need that's instilled within us. So when you understand this and you realize this, then you stop being a taker and you stop trying to tell everybody about you, because actually when you meet someone new, they don't really care. Now let me kind of give the flip side of the coin. The two things that making connections is all about, okay, is number one, positioning yourself to be remembered. Positioning yourself to be remembered so when they want to go to a great coaching event, they think of you, Vicki, and your great event. When they want to go to a great speaker training, they think of going to James and his speaker training. When they think about wanting a certain consultant on a certain topic, they think of you because you've created TOMA, which stands for top of mind awareness. You positioned yourself to be remembered by people. And the second thing that making connections is all about is the opposite of the second thing of what it isn't. So the second thing it isn't is being a taker. The second thing of what it is, it's about being a server. Going toward people with, how can I help this person? I'm talking to somebody at your great conference, Vicki. It's after hours. We're sitting at the bar or we're walking in the hallway, and I meet this person and we're talking. Immediately in my head, I'm thinking, what can I do for this person? It might be that I just listen to this person tell me about what they do. It might be that they say something and I say, you know, I know somebody that you need to meet. Let me connect you with that person, because you guys may be able to do something together. See, it's about serving. Let me close this point, Vicki, with this great little analogy. I do this in my talks when I speak for corporations and associations. I take a bib and I put it around under my chin, around my neck. And I say, folks, when you and I are born and we come into this world, we get programmed to be a taker. We get pre-programmed at a very young age, and it stays with us through our entire lives, that we will not be great connectors, because we have a bib that gets placed around our neck, and our subconscious mind gets programmed. We should go through life and people should just be giving, 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 giving. We should be taking, 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 taking. And what I always say is, if you want to really get in with celebrities, entertainers, you want to get in with thought leaders, people who are really influential, and you want to make a mark with them, then you've got to take that bib off from around your neck, and you need to transform it and turn it into a napkin that you place over your forearm, and you always approach people with the mindset of how can I serve people? No bib being a taker. It's a napkin over your forearm. How can I give and serve and help people? Those are the people that get remembered by centers of influences.
Wow, that is so powerful. I just love the vision that conjured up, James. I was wondering, once you've established these great connections by really giving and supporting others, what is the best way to maintain a really good partnership, joint venture, or collaboration? What are some tips around the maintenance?
You know, it is so simple. I am actually finishing a book right now on this. And on all these strategies and that we're talking about, influence, connection. And I got to tell you, I wish it were more difficult than this, but it is so darn simple. Okay, it's two things. Number one, let people know you appreciate them. And number two, always thank people. And I'm talking handwritten notes. Vicki, if you were in my house, I'm in my office, my home office. Across from my home office, I have another room. And I have a pool table in the center of it. And people say, oh, that's your pool table room. I say, no, look on all these bookshelves that I have, and what do you see? And they'll say, well, I see tons of photos of you and coaching members and some celebs folks that you've helped. But I also see, James, probably, I don't know, 1,000 thank you notes. I said, exactly. You know, I save every single thank you note I get from people, and I put them up because that makes a difference in my life. That like something I said or something I did maybe helped somebody. And here's what I have found. We got into a society where we stopped thanking people and we stopped appreciating people. I don't know where this happened, but it actually has, instead of it being a major business thing that we do or personal thing that we do every day in our lives, it stopped. When I had a brokerage, when I was a stockbroker and I had my brokerage clientele, I had a rule. Every day when I walked into my office, I didn't go to the kitchen. I didn't put my jacket away in the closet. I didn't go get a coffee. I sat at my desk. As soon as I got off that elevator, I sat at my desk. I opened up my top desk drawer, and I wrote 5 thank you notes to 5 clients thanking them for allowing me to service them every day. Well, think about that. You do those 5 days a week, that's 25 clients you're thanking every week. You do that every month, that's 100 clients that you've written a handwritten note to thanking them for doing business. See, we take things for granted a lot in business as consultants and coaches and speakers and entrepreneurs. We think we are doing people a favor by servicing them. No, they're doing us a favor by allowing us to do so because people vote with their dollars, and they can go vote with their dollars to some other coach, consultant, or entrepreneur if you don't take care of them. And, you know, I have found that the tiniest little thing, a simple little handwritten thank you note, I'm not talking about some pre-printed card, I'm not talking about an email, I'm talking about a handwritten note. And here's what I have found. Vicki, I have gone into, and you know, I'm blessed to have some major relationships with some big, big stars and big, you know, influencers, if you will, in the world of sports and entertainment. I have gone into their homes and their offices, and you know that my thank you note has been sitting like on their bookshelf maybe for a year, 2 years, you know, 3 months, whatever that might be. And I'll ask them sometimes, I'll say, why do you save my notes? And they say, James, because like of all the things I've ever done for people, like, I never get any thank you. You're like the only one sends me them. So I'm so touched by them, I save them. Isn't that amazing, Vicki?
That is really amazing. And it shows that, you know, such a simple, wonderful consideration. How powerful is that?
Oh, it's, yeah. Just... I mean, there's this one group that every year I would give $5,000 to sponsor something for them. And so I did it for a few years in a row, and I was asked again if I would do it again. And I said, you know, I told my assistant, Cindy, I said, no. I said, I'm not doing it anymore. And she said, well, why? Because you really loved it. I said, yeah. You know, it's funny how they always call me when they need the $5,000, but funny how they can't take 1 minute to put a 40, you know, first-class stamp on a little sheet of paper, on an envelope with a little sheet of paper in there, and write, thank you very much for your continued sponsorship. I said, so tell them I'm not doing it anymore. I was just blown away how they, you know, people just don't think of how important it is. So how do you maintain great relationships with wonderful centers of influence? Appreciation and thank them. And if you have nothing to thank them for their time, because we all value our time. Or send them a note of appreciation just saying, you know, I appreciate the fact that we're friends. That's it. Or, you know, I was just thinking about you, and I just wanted to say I appreciate knowing you. You know, I've learned so much from you. Or, you know, I watched what you did. Even if you don't know the people, I've gotten in with people by sending them notes of appreciation. Hey, I saw what you did in the news. You know, we don't know each other, but I just want you to know I really appreciate what you did for that situation. That tells about the person you are. And, you know, I'm sure you received thousands of these notes, but I just wanted to send one more and let you know somebody out there appreciates. You know that I've actually gotten phone calls from big centers of influence saying, man, I'm so blown away. You sent me a note? Thank you for that. And I said, well, I'm sure you get thousands of these. Like, no, nobody. You got one. So when you understand that we all want to be recognized, we all for what we do, we all want to talk about what we do. When you understand that's a basic human need, then you use that to your advantage, if you will, by recognizing people, appreciating people, and thanking people.
Mm. So beautiful, James. So if someone is just getting started in the realm of trying to create influence or really wants to increase their influence, is there one tip of or an action item that you would suggest that we should do today?
Yeah, without a doubt, you gotta shift your mindset of thinking because, and it's tough. I mean, we've been programmed for years, most years of our lives, to go around, and it's this whole thing I kind of alluded to earlier, coming back to slamming people with business cards, and what can this person do for me? No. How can I serve this person? What could I do? And again, serving might be just a note. I've got notes in the mail from people, and I've actually called them up, and it started a business relationship with us because I just got a note. Okay, so here's the main thing that I say you can do right now is shift the set of eyes you choose to look through. Don't look at people as what they can do for you. Look at what could I do for this person, or could I appreciate this person, or could I, you know, connect this person with somebody, or you know, I've read books. I've gotten books in bookstores, read books, and in the back was the author's phone number and called them up from the airport and literally got them on the phone. I was shocked they even answered their own phone. Got them on the phone, and I said, yeah, hey, I didn't know you were going to be on the phone. I just read your book, and I just wanted to say, man, I really appreciated your book, and thanks for writing it. And that started lifelong friendships just by doing something like that. But it all comes back to looking through a different set of eyes, and looking through the set of eyes that says, I'm going to approach people in a different manner. I understand everybody listens to one radio station, WIIFM, what's in it for me. So when I understand that, I ought to approach people in that manner. Okay, and just always think of people in a way of what could I contribute to them. And it might be nothing. It might just be walking up to somebody after a presentation that they give like at one of your great conferences and saying, you know, I really loved your presentation. It helped me. I didn't want to be here today, but, you know, I came and, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I came. It's a great conference. You said something that influenced my life. You know, would you sign a book for me? Just make people feel good. I'm telling you, it is one of the – I have searched, Vicki, writing this book. I've looked high and low. I've looked all around, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be some magical secrets here. And I couldn't, and after all this research, all this time, I'm like, it comes back to some basic stuff. You know, I really thought, okay, how do the influencers get in? It's not being swift, and it's not being, you know, suave and all that. It's basically serving, helping, giving your time, energy, effort to help your fellow person. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and you are such an extraordinary example of that, and you've helped so many people achieve such, again, extraordinary results. James, what do you see big picture, like almost like a legacy of all this amazing work you're doing? What does that look like for you ultimately?
Oh, well, thank you. That's actually really a great question, and I don't think I've ever been asked that before, Vicki. I think you're the first person that's asked that. Well, I have a couple things. Well, one is, you know, I'm very much looking forward to eventually having a family and hopefully leaving a great legacy of great characteristics that I teach my children. Number two, I have decided that I want to write a really great book for entrepreneurs that becomes sort of like the Think and Grow Rich for entrepreneurs, you know, that could be used time after time, year after year, that's evergreen with sound principles, kind of like what we're talking about here, some of the things. And the third thing is I'm actually working on a movie. And for years I've never told anyone, but it's a wonderful, inspirational movie that my sister Vicki, who passed away, inspired me to do. And now it just seems – I actually started creating this probably about 15 years ago, and I put on the back burner for a long time, just wasn't the right time. And so I want to do this movie that will influence and change a lot of lives. It'll be an inspirational, uplifting, touching movie that will help a lot of people.
James, thank you so much for sharing that with us today. That's just so beautiful. All these aspirations are beautiful, but that one especially, it, I think, really touches me. I want to thank you so much for sharing. James, I know time just flies anytime I'm with you, and I know that those listening will probably want to make contact with you and learn more about the amazing training that you offer and coaching and so forth. Is there a place they can go to learn more and connect with you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. It's www.bigmoneyspeaker.com, www.bigmoneyspeaker.com, or if you want to see our live event, you can also get there through there, but our live event is www.bigmoneyspeakerbootcamp.com. So that's bigmoneyspeaker.com and bigmoneyspeakerbootcamp.com.
Oh, thank you so much, James. I learn so much every time we spend moments together, and I just so appreciate you being here.
Oh, my pleasure. One of my favorite people, Vicki. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And for anyone that would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us and all that we do at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week. For more information about the award-winning book, Ready, Aim, Influence, visit ExpertInsightsPublishing.com. Be sure to join us next Thursday and have a great week.